The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, they should get married, Bisha'at Tova Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud, that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nahat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Lamed Aleph. Abraham ben Esther ben Moshe ben Luna, Ruach Hashem tenihem, Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf ben Esther ben Refuah Atzlachat Yaakov ben Yosef. Begin today's daf on Naman Amud Bet, and we are at the Mishnah, right in the middle of the Amud. Mishnah says, "Hashochet shne rashim ke'echad shpeitato keshera." So the person is slaughtering two animals at the same time. He puts two animals next to each other. He takes one knife and he's going to go right across and slaughter them both in one shot. So the deen of the Mishnah is that it is keshira. Next case. Shnaim uchazim besakin v'shohatin. Two people hold on to the knife simultaneously, and they can slaughter together. Afilu echad lema'ala v'echad lemata shchitato keshira. So even if one of them is standing next to the head, one of them is standing next to the body, so the shaita is, like we learned on the previous stop, it's done in a diagonal way, where we said it's going to be keshira. That's the din. Look at Rashi. She says, be'ema achat. Shneim u'azim b'sakim v'shohatin be'ema achat. So we said in that case over there, shchitato keshira as well. The Gemara above had two pirushim over here. According to one interpretation, we said it's even talking about whether it's only two knives. They're holding two knives, and we're not suspecting that each one is going to rely on the other guy, and therefore they're not going to do rov. And the Hadush of the Mishnah is that even those two guys with two knives, we suspect that they'll make a papa shechita. Another interpretation was no. It's talking about where two people are holding one knife, and the Hadush is, even though one is doing it above and one is doing it below, it should be a problem. We said no, they're doing it on a diagonal, and therefore it's okay. Correct. Okay. Hitiz et arosh bevat achat pesula. What does that mean? He decapitated the head in one shot. That's a suit. You have to, go back and forth. Here it's knocked the head off. She says, "Behabari shona." Ad shelo yispik leholich, o holich tachila b'mishika. And in one shot, when he went across, he pushed it in a way where the head came off. That's atazat arosh, like a person cuts a gourd, sliced the head off. That's what it would be. So it's pesula. That's derasa. That's one of the five pesulim. The derasa is where instead of going back and forth cutting it like that, he cut it like he's cutting a vegetable, where he chopped it off. Okay, so that's that one. Haya shochet ve'etiz et arosh bevat achat. So what did he do? Let's say he was making shechita the normal way. Shechita, going back and forth like you're supposed to. And as he was doing it, etiz et arosh bevat achat, which means he didn't go back and forth. He was able to cut the simanim either going one way. He was able to get it. Rashi, so it says, "Haya shochet b'meshicha, v'etiz et arosh b'hava arishona, ad shelo yispik leholich, o holich tachila b'meshicha, utaz arosh ad shelo yispik lehavi." One direction, that's the point. One direction, coming or going, and the simanim came apart. So the din of the Mishnah is, "Im yesh pesakin melo savar keshera." Rashi, if the knife is the shi'ur of the neck, how big is the knife? It all depends how big the knife is. Rashi says, chutz letzavar, which means besides the neck itself, it has to be bigger than the neck itself. Chutz letzavar sounds like from Rashi. Kedemuki begavara yesh kan holacha ova'a. She's, if the knife is big enough, the Gemara Mishnah assumes that you could slaughter it without having to press down to cut the simanim. If it's too small, the knife, so it could be the only way to cut the simanim is by pressing down. But if it's big enough, you won't have to do that. Let's say it's only the size of the neck. Or it's a little bigger, so then derasai. So the question is, what is the shi'ur over here? So you have a big knife. It sounds like it's two necks. The size of the knife is like the neck, the width of the neck of the animal, plus more than that, meaning like a second shi'ur as well. Now the question is, so then if it's long enough like that, the assumption is you could slaughter it properly by going back and forth, because it's long enough the knife. If it's too short, then you're going to have to press and make hataza. No, for sure it has to be sharp, that's for sure. That goes without saying, it has to be sharp. The question is, if it's too small the knife, so then you assume that you're not going to be able to cut the simanim properly. Going to make hadrasa. So there's different interpretations here. Let me show you. Some say that this is the knife kodem shechita. Siur aleph. This is the knife. So you're starting from the beginning of the knife. This is the beginning of the knife, we'll call it. And you're going to, after shechita, so the whole knife is went across. Is the whole shi'ud of the knife, which is twice the size of the neck, went across. This is the size of the neck. So you start from where the handle is, let's say. You went across. So if we ended up over here with the handle now, it's on the other side of the animal's neck, that would be clear. That's one way of learning how it's good. Another way of learning is where the knife is twice the size, and you start from the, again, beginning of the knife, but you only have to go the shi'ud of the neck itself. So therefore, in that case over there, you're starting from before the neck, and you go until the handle, let's say, is right at the beginning of the neck. So that's the shi'ud just of the neck itself. And the third pshat they say is that before you started actually with half the knife over the neck, and then you just went across, so you got the second half of the knife slaughtering. Either way, as long as the knife has a shi'ud plus, then we assume that that'll do it okay. Okay? That's a shi'ima sakin aruka kamno savar ha-shohed batuach shi'igmor et ha-shechita terim shi'igmor et ha-lacha o ha-va'avlo yavod ledros. If it's smaller than that shi'ur, he's worried that he's not going to be able to do it, and therefore he presses down to compensate, and that's going to be a problem.
It's maybe two and a mashu.
Oh, so when it says over here, it says im yesh sakin melo savan milvad rochav savan abeim aneshtetet anu shorek askiru kashi'ur shne savanim. It's two savanim. It's Savar and plus. Okay, that's the way they're learning that. Hainu kishiur kol ha-savar kulo im ha-or v'mafreket. Okay.
This is the minimum shi'ur?
That's the minimum shi'ur. In order to assume that he's going to make a proper... Now, ha-ta'am she-sarik she-yim b'sakin kem lo savar chutz la-savar inum she-sarik le-olik kol ha-tom lo savar she-ol sa-savar p'rek kol ha-savar. Like I showed you in the previous, not that you have to use the whole knife, because only in one of these pictures are using the whole knife. But you don't have to do this. So then what do you need double? What do you need the knife to be so big for? So he says, the אלא וואט? הטעם שדליק שיהיה בסכין כמו סבר, חוץ הסבר, אין לו משום שדליק להוליך כל אותו מלוא הסבר שלו, חוץ הסבר, הפרק כל הסבר. Not that you have to do the whole thing on it. אלא שיעור זה דרוש כדי שיוכל לשחוק ברווח, ללא חשש לרסה. Once he knows that the knife is that big, so therefore he knows he doesn't have to press. אבל פעמים שהסכין מחודדת, let's say the knife is very sharp, as was mentioned, ורוב הסימנים משחטים בלא הולכה כל השיעור הזה. Exactly. You could store it like we showed in these pictures, which is much less, because the knife is very sharp. But again, there's no hashash that you're going to come to do that when the knife is that shiur. Okay. It does not have to be a maximum. Oh, from that standpoint. And how long could it be? Okay, we don't see that yet in the Mishnah. But we're seeing a minimum. Now, Haya shochet v'ti shne dashim bevatahat. Okay, again, put two animals next to each other, and you slaughtered them together. Im yesh besakin melo sabar ehad, if the sakin has the shiur of one neck, kishera. Can't mean one neck. You just told me on one animal, it's got to be the shiur of two necks. So what could that mean? So Rashi says, then yesh besakin melo sabar ehad, the first begibra chutz l'shne ha-sabarim. Meaning besides the two, it's got a third one. The yesh bo shiur shlosha sabarim. Then already it's going to be kishera. But if it didn't have that shiur, it's going to be pesula. Okay? Question is, what's going to be pesula? One of them, first one, the second one, or both of them? So again, the Shulchan Aruch is posek that both of them will be pesula. Because since it doesn't have the proper shiur, there's a hashash you're going to make hadrasa in order to compensate, because you need a long area of two necks that you're slaughtering. So they're both pesula because of the hadrasa. Gemara says, "Bame devarim amurim." When do we say that you need a shiur in the knife? Otherwise, the knife is pesula. Bezman sheholich v'do hevi or hevi v'do holich. That's when you're making the shiur in one direction. You're going forward or you're going back. You're not going both ways. But if you're going back and forth, afilu kol shehu, afilu beizmel. Wow. Even if the knife is the shoot of a kolshu, even if it's a small like a blade, kishira, then already you have no problem of hadrasa. So all this issue of hadrasa is only about where you're going one way. Right, forwards, back or forth. Then you need a shoot. But if you're going back and forth, no problem, Rashi. Izmal, ta'ad, dak, mikatan, meor, afilu b'izmal, afagav, di'ika, le'migzar, atu, yesh, to, kanayim. And we learned that the knife sometimes can have karnayim. For example, it's not smooth. It has like points coming out of it. The points come out of what we said. It's a problem because it grabs the knife, pulls the simanim. Even though there are razors that have those points, we're not going to make a gezerah. Therefore, it's going to be okay. Comes Gemara. Minan and mile. Okay, what are we trying to find over here? How do we know that dirasa is pesula? But you have to slaughter it going back and forth as opposed to pressing and, you know, breaking the simani. It compares shaita to a hetz. Hetz is a arrow. As she says, ma hetz, olachat b'meshicha, af shaita b'meshicha. Just like an arrow goes b'meshicha. So it's drawn. When you shoot the arrow, it goes straight. It doesn't press in. So to the shaita, it's got to be like an arrow, and he just goes across. Chetz shahut. That's the derash. The shaita has to be like a chetz. The tara de berbi Ishmael v'shachat in v'shachat ela v'mashach. So when it says v'shachat, chetz shahut. What does shahut mean? Not only shaita, but it comes from the word. Meshicha. Meshicha is to go back and forth. Hu omer, as it says. So again, shahat, you're learning from the word v'shahat. Shahat is going back and forth. How do you know the word v'shahat was back and forth? Hu omer, zahav shahut. It says in the pasuk regarding gold, zahav shahut, Rashi. Mashuch, shurach, המושכין אותו כעין שעושים צופי נחושת חוטין. They make like they draw out, or they make the gold. They make the gold what? Long. That's what the jewelers do. Zahav shahut, zahav mashuch, zahav lach soft gold shemoshkin oto. And they make like strings out of the gold. So they pull it. So therefore, shechita is that. Ve'omer chesod Hashem merimat deber. So the Gemara quotes two pesukim over here. Quotes Tana b'Rabbi Ishmael. Meshachat bet ha'bakar. En shechita ela meshicha, as we know from the pasuk that says by the gold. And it also says by Het Shahut Alishonam. So the Gemara says, "My boy, we need to pesukim for Mechi Tema Zahav Shahut Shiridva Kehutu." Maybe Zahav Shahut doesn't mean drawn. Maybe Shahut over there means like a hut. Shahut becomes like a string. So we have no idea from the Zahav pasuk that it means to draw. Tashema Het Shahut Alishonam. That's why it says the next one by the arrow to show me that the arrow, just like the arrow goes across, so the shit has to go across. Rabba Hava Badik Le Gira Le Rabbi Yonah Bar Tachlifa. Rabba used to check the arrows for Rabbi Yonah Bar Tachlifa. Fishahad Be'ofa Bahadeh De Parach. That the rabbi would shoot the arrow, and as the bird was flying, he would make shechita with the arrow. He was a sharpshooter. That bird was flying, shoot the arrow, come make a shechita right across with the arrow. So the Gemara says, Vedilma Avid Halada. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How do you know that went across? Maybe it went in. That's the last question. The ma'avid ala halada. Maybe it went in between the pipes. How do you know that you slaughtered it across? Maybe if the chetz goes in between the pipes, as we said, it's a problem. It's got to go on the outside of the pipes, not in between them. So the Gemara says, hazinan gidfe de mifreme. He was able to check the feathers after he did it, and the feathers were cut in a certain way, where you saw that for sure the knife went in across from the fact the way the colors were, the feathers were colored. She gedfen notza she saviv hasavar the mifreme kilutot di avad haladam mifnim haya yotze ruach hapi yachaz ben hakenafav v'lo haya chotko. Exactly. Otherwise, the knife would become go in, and it wouldn't split the feathers. The fact that the feathers were split must have been it went across from the outside without going. You know, going in between the submarine. From the feathers.
Arrow was sharp on the sides also.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. A sharp arrow.
On the sides. Across is just the point. It has to be on the sides.
It went across. It went across. Right. The other one is it goes in.
So the blade. The blade
yeah, they had a blade, a long enough blade to go across. Obviously, it was professional. Now, the Gemara says, V'aba'aya kisui. Ah, you need kisui adam. What about mitzvah kisui adam? Right? Doesn't the Torah say you have to cover the blood? So how's he covering the blood? Which means the blood is all over the place. It's just floating in midair. How are you going to cut it? How are you going to cover it? And if you're going to tell me, they went. They looked for the blood. They found it. So even if they found the blood, but there has to be dirt underneath on the bottom as well. So how do you get the dirt on the bottom? It's not regular shuhet. You control it. You put dirt on the bottom. You slow it on the dirt, and then you put the dirt on top as well. But over here, you slow it in midair. So when I says the mezmin le afar dechula pakta, which means he waited till the bird was flying over the valley where it was all dirt. And therefore, he shot over there, so knowing that the blood is going to land on the dirt of the valley, and then when he found it, he made Kisui Adam. Okay, as he says, Be'afar, mashma kolo tamun be'afar, te mazmin le'afra dekula pitka, afar kola bika'a, the valley, haya masiyah ve'kotesh, o sheya afar tihoha mezameno, be'pedekach. That's that second interpretation. Kodim she'shahat ata off be'chetz, היה רבי יונה בדרמה חורש את כל הבקעה. Plowed the whole field over there. In order to make it, you know, the dirt over there. To make it soft for the blood to go in. פירוש אחר, עפר אותה בקעה היה תיחוח. Or the עפר was plowed from initially. So he made sure to hit it when it was over the בקעה. And she says, he designated it verbally. I'm designating the עפר in this בקעה.
I guess you have to verb it, you have to designate it. Leshem Mezav Kisuv.
Side question. An arrow. It's the puncture.
So you're saying when it crosses, you have to say when it crosses. And that was out of
learning it from the Pasuk that says the Haetz.
You're right. It's
not the
Haetz Shahut.
It's on the outside. The Derech of the Haetz is to go into its target. So why can't you learn the other way?
No, Adabaz.
It's not to straight, not to press.
Correct. That's where learning can't press. Haetz Shahut. The long arrow. That was the original Gemara's proof.
Yeah, that.
Kisha katuv chetz l'shechitan lamed k'shem she'achetz af derech ha'aviv b'mshika. That's the point. When it's flying in the air, it's flying in the air that's straight. When it hits it, it goes right there. We're not talking about that. It's as it's in its motion, as it's flying in the air. Well, that's what the rabbi did. Shochet bo'ov k'shia porecha be'avir. The whole question over there. By an arrow, the chaura, you're only going in one direction. It doesn't go back and forth. So someone bring an ayah from here that you see the tehillah, you don't have to go back and forth. But really, that's not the halakha. You do have to go back and forth because we're worried about dirasa. So the mefarshim say you're only worried about dirasa when somebody's holding the knife. But when the knife is out of your control, we're not worried about you're going to make dirasa because it's out of your control already. So therefore, the case is different. Okay, I shuhit.
We had the
kishpur and bounced
off the wall.
Okay, we came back. Right, you need. I shuhit v'etiz. Okay, so we said you need to have, the knife has to be the size of two necks. So Amar Bizera, Melo Savar, Hoots La Savar. Okay, so it's got to be Melo Savar, the size of the Savar, Hoots La Savar, besides the Savar itself. So again, Amar Rabbi Zera, Melo Savar, Kishuru Hav Savar Beima, Vechutz La Savar. Aha. So according to Rabbi Zera, it's Lav Davka, that has to be the size of two Savars. It has to be Chutz La Savar. So long as the knife goes through past the neck. So he's not holding, it's got to be double. Rabbi Zera is saying Chutz La Savar, and plus. Right, exactly. Rashi says, "I'm below savar. Tematnitin chutz savar ba'ina. I don't think it's got to be below savar dafka. It's savar plus. Iba'idehu. Below savar, chutz savar, kimlo savar. The havud etre savar. How much plus? Below savar, kimlo savar. Therefore, it's got to be two. Or Dilma, Kimlo Savar, Vechutz Savar, Mashu. Or is it like we're understanding now? Maybe just a plus, a Mashu. Tashema, from our Mishnah. Haya Shochet. Veti Shne Rashin Bevatahat. Our case. Where a guy slaughtering two animals at the same time. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Yimesh Asakin Melo Savar Echad Kasher. Said, Veraz Melo Savar Echad Kasher. My Melo Savar Echad. What does it mean, the Shi'ur of a Savar? If it just means the size of one neck, can't be. Hashta behema achat ba'inan melo savar chutz savar b'shtei behemot sagid kimlo savar echad. Exactly. Which is, if you slaughter one animal, you need one savar and more. Now you're going to tell me when you slaughter two animals, you only need one savar. So you say what I says? Ela pshita melo savar chutz l'shnei savarim. And the Mishnah means you need one savar besides the two that you have, which is altogether three. Shema mina melo savar, chutz la savar. Shema mina. There you learn when it says you need a savar. Imagine you need a savar. It means you need a savar besides the other two savarim. So therefore, when it says chutz la savar, it must be talking about the shiur of a savar, like we learned. So therefore, when you're slaughtering one animal and you're going one direction, you need two. When you're slaughtering two animals, you need three. The sheep. And the pshita. Just like in the case of the last case, when you're doing two animals, it's got to be an extra savar. So to neresha, it means chutz savar, meaning an extra savar. So two or three. That's right. This is only talking about when you're going one direction.
But if you go in both directions, it could be mishur avay koshu. Amar benashe beizmal she'en lo kanayin. When we said you can use an izmal, it means it doesn't have horns. I mean, it doesn't have, doesn't come to a point, because then it's going to make akira. Exactly, it's going to pull the. It's going to pull the yes in money. What about a mahat? What's a mahat? Like a needle. You take the needle and you go across like this. You go across with the point of the needle on the simanim. What's the needle over here? He says, no. It makes holes. It's going to make a hole into the simanim. It's not going to cut them properly. Kavanah says, right. Right, it's only the tip that chops. If it's going to rip the simanim, it's going to make a hole. That's his point. So the Gemara says, "Mahta de ushkefe mai." That's the mahat that's used by the leather people. The ratzanim. Well, what's the? It seems the head of that is a little wider. It's a bigger head. So therefore, could be you can make the point is wider. So it could be not like a mahat, like a needle. It's a little wider. So if we can make proper shechita. So the Gemara says. Amale Tanina, we learned in a bright in our Mishnah. Afilu kolshu. It says if you're making one, if you're going both back and forth, even if the blade is a kolshu, Maila Mahtadushkape. Must be referring to this Mahtadushkape. Nah, Izmir. No, it's referring to the blade. To the Izmir, to the blade. So the Gemara says, Izmir beheje Tanina. The Mishnah says Izmir beferush. So the Gemara says Perush kame farish. My kolshu Izmir. That's the one Mishnah is explaining. That one you said koshu. What's the koshu? Koshu is the Ismail. Mishnah is explaining. Exactly. If you tell me koshu is coming to tell me you can use the leather, the tanner's mahat, so what do you have to tell me Ismail for? If you can use the mahat, koshu again, you can use the Ismail. It must be the Mishnah is not coming to tell you. The needle. Ella must be just coming to explain. What do we say? Kotshu? Kotshu is the Ismail. Because if Kotshu meant the needle, then Kotshu can use the Ismail. Kibra says no. Kibra says Ismail is terichale. Sakata tachamina lixar Ismail she'en lo kanayim atu she'esh lo kanayim. Kamashmalad. Really, I tell you, the first case is talking about the leather man's needle, which is okay. Also, whatever tell me Ismail for. Because you might have thought that maybe I wouldn't let you use an Ismail atu gezerah. You might use an Ismail that has points on the bottom of it. Kamash ma'alan, you can use an Ismail, but don't make a gezerah. That if we let you use an Ismail without kanan, then you might come to use the one because of the chadush in itself. So therefore, according to the second understanding of Gemara, you can use a needle that is used by the leather guy. Okay, naflasaki. The shahta. The knife fell on the animal's head. Why? You have to have an actual action. You have to be zoveya al shem zibiha. Not stand that it happened by itself. Look at that she. She said, no, that she's. That's a pashut. You have to do the actual physical action of the shechita. The knife just fell by itself. And landed on the neck of the animal, not making hadrasa when it crossed. Let's say, no good. Ta'ama de nafla. Oh, that's all I'm talking about over here, where the shechita is pasul, where the knife fell by itself. Man, the knife was on the shelf. The wind came, blew the knife, and made the shechita. No good. Ha epilahu keshira. However, if the guy caused the knife to fall, there was a koach amen adam. It'll be okay. Even though his kavanah was not to make shechita, his kavanah was only, let's say, to take the knife and throw it down on the ground. Took the knife and went like this, threw it on the ground, or there was a behemah and he slaughtered it. That'll be okay. Man tarad lo ba'ani kavanah la shechita. Who's the opinion that said you don't need kavanah when you're making the shechita? Amar amar bi natani. Tetani oshaya zaira de min habraya. That's from the B'nai Yeshiva, Ben Habraya from the Yeshiva. Zarak, sakin. The Nu'atza Bakotel. You took a knife and you threw it through the wall, so it gets thrusted into the wall. Valkav shatak edarka, and it went and it slaughtered properly without making the rasa. Rabbi Natan mafshir, nachamim poslim. So you see what Rabbi Natan holds? it's okay, even though the Kavanah was not for Shechita, but bottom line, it came from Koach Adam, he was throwing the knife, and therefore it's going to be okay. Who Tani La, he brought the Malaita, who Amar La, Hadacha, Rabbi Natan. Why? You don't need Kavanah for the Shechita. Kavanah says, what do you have to tell me that for? Veha Amara, Rava Hadazimna. Rava already told me, Ditnan, Vekunan Sheshachatu. It says all of these people in the Mishnah, Cheresh, Shote, Vekatan, if they made Shechita, Vaharim Ro'inotan, if other people are watching them and making the Shechita, Shechitatan, Keshira. Vamninan, Mantanad lo ba'i Kavanah Shechita, Vamar Rabbi Natan. Now, who's that opinion going like, obviously? It's got to be going like Rabbi Natan. Because obviously the Cheresh, Shote, Vekatan have no da'at on the Shechita. But if they do this action of putting the knife on the animal's neck and somebody's watching them, it's okay. It's okay. So what do you need two statements for? What do you need to tell me the statement of throwing a knife to the wall and an animal gets slaughtered? You told them already when the case of the Chadish Shotev Katan case. You want to say, no, Tzedika, you need both cases. If you just gave me the case, I would say, Mishum Dekame Kamele Shum Hatikha Ba'olam, at least when the person was the Chadish Shotev Katan, they're having Kavanah to cut something. It's to cut something, at least. Over here, when you're throwing the knife at the wall, you're not coming out to cut anything at all. And well, I would have thought maybe it's not good. That's what I say in that case. If you gave me the case of throwing it at the wall, at least the knife has the power of a bendat, of someone that has dat. However, it's not coming from a bendat. That's what you need. Okay, itman. Now we go to Kavana. Nida. Okay, lady was Nida. She went into the mikveh against her will. You know, I won't explain exactly what happened. She was in the ocean, and a wave came on her. So she really didn't have Kavana to go to the mikveh. Just the wave fell on her. So therefore, what's the deen? So it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Tehura Lebeta. She go home, be with her, husband. Vasura Lechol Betruma. But she cannot eat it. So Truma needs Kavana. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Af Lebeta Lo Tahara. Rabbi Yohanan said, no, you need Kavana. So even for her husband, she's not going to be. Okay, look at Rashi. Nida she ne'etza v'etavna. They come in for a second. Ne'etza lebeta lezikik lebala. Okay. So Gemara says, "Amar de Rav Rav Nachman, Rav de Amar teura lebeta v'asura lechol betruma avon karet hutra isur mita v'baya." Exactly. The first opinion is Rav. Rav says she go to the husband. Go with the husband isur karet. Eating teruma betuma is mita v'deshamayim, which is less than karet. So Gemara asks, if you're letting her go home to be with her husband with such a tevila, which is isur karet, so certainly you should allow it to eat teruma. Amale ba'ala cholinu. Becholinu ba'ay kavana. That's not kodesh. Kodesh needs kavana. Teruma is kodesh. Therefore, when you make a tevila for kodesh, it needs kavana. Going with a husband is cholin. It's not an anyan of a kedusha. So therefore, it does not need kavana. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "What? Why is karet worse than the mitavi de shamayim?" So Rashi points out, וקראת חמור ממיטה דיימיו נחרטת וזרעו נחרט. Because it shortens his life and his children. It affects his children as well, the קראת. מה שאין כמיטה ודשמיים is just on the guy himself. Okay. בין התמרה, where do I know this case over here that for חולין you don't need כוונה, that for non-Kodesh things you don't need כוונה in the תבילה. So what is it not? גל שנתלש. Okay, it's a famous case. Have a wave. A wave that rose up, galshin nitlash. The wave, like a tidal wave, came out of the water, nitlash. Ubo 40 se'ah, and there's 40 se'ah in the wave. And the lady is standing there, and the guy standing there in the ocean. Then afal ala adam ve'la kelim. Also, the wave crashes down on the guy, and the guy's holding kelim that with him as well. So it says teurim, he's taor, and the kelim are teurim. My love, adam do the kelim. The adam will be taor just like the kelim. So it says Adam Kelim. So it says Adam Kelim. These guys standing in the ocean with the killing. The killing don't have kavana. So the guy also doesn't have to have kavana. But he can go in the ocean, the shim, Yahud, I'm going out to Vila. He's standing, also, boom, the thing comes down on him. So, Baruch Hashem, 40 Se'am, Tahor. So Gemara says, Mimai, Dilma, be Yosef Mitzapi Askin, and Emate Tele Shagal. Who told you? Maybe you're talking about a cage where a guy's standing in the ocean waiting for the wave to land on him. You made a cage where a guy's going in there without da'at. Maybe the cage is talking about the guy's tamer. And Bedavka went to the ocean, he's waiting for the tidal wave to come and fall on his head, with Kavana. The Kelim to be at the Adam, I'm going to go reverse. We'll compare the Kelim to Adam. Ma, Adam, the Ben and Kavana, it's like the Adam needs Kavana. I've Kelim the Medic, I'm going to with Adam. I'll say the Kelim case is talking about when the guy was having Kavana for the Kelim. The Kitim, maybe you should be supported by the Memra. Maybe you're going to tell me, if the guy went into the ocean, waiting for the wave to fall on him, it's almost Hadush. Of course the Tevila Shiva. I need the Mishnah to come and tell me that the Tevila is good. That maybe he's going to go and dip in a stream of rain, which is not good. Doesn't have 40 se'ah. I mean, if we let him do this, when the water falls on him, he might go into an area, a puddle, that's not good. Yeah, because it's on a slant. So the waters are not considered connected when it's on a certain type of slant. You need 40 se'ah together. So here, when the wave comes on the guy, all the water is collected. Actually, when it's on a midron, when it's on a slant, so therefore it's not good. Anyway, in the middle, rashin atukipin. Exactly. We're worried that if we let the guy dip in this tidal wave, or this in this wave, he might dip in kipin. What's a kipin? Kipin is the actual ark. I'll tell you what that means. Come much fun, the land, the lagazina. Which is like this. Right. As the wave comes up, so it makes an ark. So the guy might just jump through the water. That's not good. You cannot dip in flying mikveh. The mikveh's got to be on the ground. So therefore, I'm making gezerah that if another guy jump dip in the wave itself when it crashes on him, he might come like a surfer, go through the wave itself when it's arcing, and that's not good. So therefore, that's the hadush of the mishnah that is still kasher. Who told you can't dip in the kippin? Let's explain kippin. The ark of the wave? Yeah. Okay, how do you know that? It says, Datan, matpilin berashin. Rashin is a wave that detached and came down. However, ve'en matpilin bekippin, she'en matpilin ba'avir. Because you're not allowed to go to a mikveh that is suspended. Okay, so the Gemara says, so therefore we learn from over here, Mishnayot, that you have no ra'ayah from the Mishnah over there. We want to bring a ra'ayah from the Mishnah that holding you don't need kavana. We have no ra'ayah from that Mishnah over there. Because maybe the guy went in the ocean with kavana. And he had kavana for the kelim as well. And the hadush of the Mishnah is that we don't make a gezerah, that if we let you go in the water, you might go into the puddle. Or if we let you go in the water, you might go into the ark. Also, we're back to the question. How do you know Cholin does not need Kavana? Because you told me above, at least Rav told me above, that when it comes to a lady that went to the mikveh, without Kavana, she's okay for her husband. So you see it's Cholin. So how do you know that? Gemara says, "El Cholin didol ba'ei Kavana min alan, ditnan." It's a Mishnah. Perot shenaflu l'tuch ha-matamayim. What happened? Fruit fell into a puddle. U'pashat mi she'adav teme'ot untalan. A guy, the puddle had 40 se'ah. So what happened? A guy whose hands were tame'im, he stuck his hand in the puddle to get the fruit. So it says, Yadav tehorot uperot enam b'chiyutan. His hands are ta'or. Even though he didn't have kavanah to purify his hands, his kavanah was to get the fruit. But bottom line, even though you don't have kavanah, the hands are tehorim. But the fruit is not going to be considered wet. The gaber being susceptible to receive tum'ah. Because since for the law of the water to affect a fruit to become susceptible, it has to be placed on it willingly. Here it wasn't placed on willingly. Which means it fell into a puddle. The guy wanted the water to fall into the puddle? No. So therefore, the water that's on the fruit does not make it susceptible. But the guy's hands will be, even though when he stuck his hands in, he wasn't kind of coming out to tie his hands. His coming out was to retrieve the fruit. Okay. Gemara says, "Ve'im b'shvil shiut choyadav." But let's say when the guy went to take the fruit, his kavanah was to wash his hands in the water. So then, yadav tehorot. So for sure, his hands are tehorot. Uperot b'chiyutan. What's the pshat? In that case over there, the fruit are considered susceptible now. Now why should it make a difference? If he stuck his hand in the water to work, because the pshat is, now he's happy that the fruit fell in. Because as a result of the fruit falling in, he was able to stick his hand in the water and wash his hands. He put his hands to wash them. His hands were dirty. Okay. So now he's happy that the fruit fell in the water. Because now he gave an excuse to put his hands in the water to achieve so he can clean his hands. The Pashim will ask on this. What do you mean? He doesn't need the fruit to fall in the water to put his hands in the water. Even if the fruit didn't fall in the water, he could still stick his hands in the water and purify his hands. So what does that mean? That he's happy that the fruit fell in the water because now he can stick his hands in. So the Pashim will ask this question over here. That's the way that she explains. So they come along and say, remember we learned the case where when water falls on an item, namely let's say your hands, and you're happy that the water is on your hands, and then it falls from your hands on the fruit. So as long as you were happy that it fell in the first place, once it drips to the fruit, automatically it's considered menatzon. So the hadus over here is that the fruit is going to become susceptible not from the water that it fell into, but when the guy sticks his hand in to wash his hands, he's happy about that water. So therefore when he sticks his hands out, now that water drips onto the fruit itself, that water will, the water is dripping off his hands as a result of the of that. Because when he sticks his, not because he could have stuck his hands in the water without the fruit. So that's not the water that's making this. Okay, we have a rule. Tabal lechudin, ozak lechudin. A guy in Masikah Hagigah we're talking about now. A guy went into the mikveh, and his kavanah when he went into the mikveh is, I'm purifying myself, that I want to eat chudin, means regular foods, betahara. That's the level that he's on. Whatever your kavanah is in the mikveh, that's the level of tahara you're on. So that means he's able to eat chudin, betahara, but that doesn't kosher him for ma'asir, or doesn't kosher him for tirumah, the higher levels. So he went to the mikveh with kavanah for chudin, so we call tabal lechudin. Right, since his kavanah was for chodin, he does not become good for ma'asir. Uchzak in, lo chuzak lo, but it sounds like you need kavanah. Chuzak means you have kavanah. Oh, so you see, to be on the level of chodin, you need to have a kavanah in the mikveh. Hakin kaman. Afal pish chuzak lechodin asur ma'asir. Even though he had a kavanah for chodin, he's still not good to eat ma'asir. Really, you don't need a kavanah. The Hadush is, even if you had a kavanah, it's still only going to affect you for eating chulin betana, but it's not going to affect you for eating ma'aseh. Etive tabal velo chuzak. The Mishnah said over there, a guy went into the mikveh without any kavanah. Ki you lo tabal. My love, ki you lo tabal klal. Sounds like he didn't go to the mikveh at all, so he needs kavanah. Lo, ki you lo tabal le ma'aseh. That's all it means. It's not like he went for ma'aseh. Ava tabal le chulin, but it counts for chulin. Now, originally, Rava felt that everybody's just, answering these questions, just pushing them away, that they're really not good answers. However, Rava went out to search to see if these answers are legitimate, and he found it. The Tanya, from the Braita, Tabal, Velo, Chuzak, if he went into the Mikveh without coming out, Mutan, Lechonin, Basun, Lemaase. So, Rava was right. That when you go to the Mikveh without any Kavanah, you're good for Chonin, but you're not good for Masa, so you don't need Kavanah. Amar le'abayin Rabbi Yosef. Oh, but now we have a question against Rabbi Yohanan. Because Rabbi Yohanan was the opinion that said for Chonin, you also need Kavanah. Here clearly you see in the Braita that says somebody went to the Mikveh without Kavanah at all, he's good for Chonin. How's Rabbi Yohanan going to answer? So Amar le'Rabbi Yohanan, who the Amar k'Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef. Which means Rabbi Yohanan has another Tana. He holds like Rabbi Yonatan that says you need Kavanah. Why? The Tanya, Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Omer, V'chubaz, Matamu domar shenit, V'kish tekhboset sheniya, L'tekhboset ishona. Ma tekhboset ishona, L'da'at, Av tekhboset sheniya, L'da'at. This is talking about over here, a bigot that has a tzara'at on it. So the law is that what? The Kohen has to check it. He checks it, they wait 7 days. After 7 days, they dip it in the mikveh. And then they wait to see if it grew, if it got bigger or not after that. If it didn't grow again, so it says they take it to the mikveh again after 7 days and dip it again. It says shenit. Now why does it have to say shenit? We know already they dipped it once already. Why does that say they did it a second time? We know they did it the first time, so obviously it's the second time. And it's coming to tell me that just like the first time they did it al data kohen, the kohen himself took the beggar and dipped it midat. So to the second of those does to be done midat. Even though it is not kodesh, this is tzara'at. It's not it's a chulin case. And still, you see why you need da'at. Rashi, Bari Shuna Lidat Adam Dechtim B'tzivah Kohen. The Kohen commands and says, go dip it. It has to be done midat. So the first Tevira has to be midat, the second has to be done midat as well. So what do you see over here? Tevira needs that option and that lo shipol b'mayim be'elam. Not that it just falls into water by itself. The Gemara says, "Im ala alan b'ainan da'at kohen, afka b'ainan da'at kohen." Maybe you'll tell me just like the first Tevira, it's got to be on the auspices of the Kohen. The Kohen commands, go dip it. Maybe the second Tevira also has to be done dafka by the Kohen. The Gemara says, "No, Tamud Omar v'taher mikol makom." That means the second Tevira can be even done without the Kohen telling him to do it. It can be done on his own. The first Tevira has to be done with Tivak Kohen. The second Tevira can be done by the owners himself. As she says, "Shini ad adad lo shipul ma'amlam kevi soran over there." Okay, so therefore, what do we see over here? The Kotel of Yohanan, we have a Tana that says you don't need, you need Kavanah when it comes to the Tevira. Good to come to have a machloket. Do you need Kavanah for Hudin or not? According to Rav, you don't. According to Rabbi Yohanan, you do. And both are based on Shitot of the Tanaim. Baruch Hashem.